seeing threats and resources clearly. Due to paper tiger paranoia, discussed in Chapter 2, your brain tends to overestimate the threats coming at you while underestimating your resources for dealing with them. When you see through these distortions, you can take in new, more accurate, and more reassuring and useful perspectives. Here is the HEAL practice for the experience of seeing threats and resources clearly. Have. Notice it when you realize that a worry was overblown or that you overlooked available resources. Notice when others could be building up your fears, perhaps for their own advantage. Also, deliberately consider your beliefs about dangers in the world and weaknesses in yourself, and look for the evidence that these are not true. Perhaps talk about these beliefs and the evidence for and against them with others, or just evaluate them inside your own mind. For example, you could list three or more reasons why a fearful or self-doubting belief is not true. Enrich. Open to a more realistic view of threats in your life and your resources for handling them. Let this view, this perspective, expand in your mind and keep coming back to it. Open to related feelings of settling down, confidence, or calm. You could embody this experience by saying out loud or writing down your realistic viewpoint about threats and resources. Absorb. Sense that this realistic view is becoming a part of you. Let the conviction form that it is true. Get a sense of coming from this perspective from now on and how this would feel. As you see threats and resources clearly, without distortion, feelings of unease and anxiety fall away as you know in your heart that you can deal with things. There's no need for fear. Link. Be aware of your realistic view as well as any inaccurate beliefs that overestimate threats or underestimate resources. Keep regenerating your sense of conviction in the realistic view and your knowing that the inaccurate beliefs are wrong. Perhaps imagine a strong, smart person inside who represents the realistic view and is arguing with another person inside, maybe exaggerated and silly, who represents the inaccurate beliefs, and make sure that the realistic view wins. When you want, let go of any negative material and just stay with the realistic view. A few times over the next hour, be aware of only neutral or positive material, such as a sense of conviction in the realistic view, while also bringing to mind a neutral trigger of the inaccurate beliefs.